Listen, Tom, we'd be happy enough with how things are going. And we're using the league really to build for the championship. We played Derry the first game and we ended up drawing against Derry. We came back now after being behind and disappointed with the number of goals we conceded. But I suppose we played a little bit better, and the defence was very tight last week where we got over Roscommon down in Ballyshannon and ended up winning in a very low scoring game, 7-6. So
in fairness, people might think that was a dour game, but it was played in atrocious conditions, if people can remember.
It wasn't conditions at all for football, but the game had to go. There were quite good performances throughout the pitch. We would have been a wee bit disappointed maybe with our shot selection at times in it, but again, it's something we're working at in training the game.
Yeah, and of course, Mayo go into the game in much a similar situation to yourselves. Drew the first day against Roscommon and then won last week against Derry at home.
Mayo seem to be picking up big scores. I think they've scored 3-23 in the first two matches now, which obviously they have a lot of firepower. Obviously, they have Mickey Conroy and the Andy Moran in their back room as well there, who put a lot of effort into their forward play. We'd be expecting a huge challenge now for Mayo. Just to give us another indication of where we are and how our progress is going.
Yeah, and obviously, as you've mentioned, any time I've spoken to you, it's all gearing towards the 15th of February in Ballybuffet and Monaghan.
The championship is what it's all about. We're playing this league, but really the league are just better than challenge matches and give it a lot more flavour. And see what we are doing, how we're coming on, and it gives us an opportunity to look at various players in our panel to see how they're doing. And again, we'll be looking at seeing things around again this weekend.
Yeah.
We'll look at other players.
Probably a little disappointed you haven't got a look at your full squad, I suppose, in fairness, because due to obviously injury and other commitments, obviously this the Sigerson and Letterkenny IT particularly involved, quite a few of their players in your squad.
There's Sigerson gone at the moment, and there's Fresher games, and some of our lads were out there last night playing Freshers, or playing challenge matches, getting ready for Freshers. And a couple of schools were out yesterday there in the McLaren, Dabby were out yesterday, and the Milford school, at Milford, were out in the Irish News Cup in Garvaghy yesterday evening. So we're missing players from all that there, like, but hopefully we'll have most of them available to us at the weekend.
Yeah, you had a number of the IT players last week. What's the situation this week?
Well, we only had one available. Ethan Harkin was only one out of the four that were available to us. I'm not sure. I'll have to talk to Michael Murphy again, see what their plans are. But we're certainly going to be able to put one or two of the fellows that are involved in the IT. But we hope that they'll all travel with us and be part of what we're doing.
And of course, yeah, you have a couple of injuries as well. Eric Carr comes to mind, Ryan Brogan as well.
Yeah, Ryan is still making progress, come back. I'm not sure whether he's going to be available for this weekend. He's still touch and go. We've picked up other injuries now during the week there, lads picking up knocks. So we'll have to watch and see how the progress over the next day or two to see if they're going to be available. We've lost a number of players now with injuries now. They're not serious injuries, but they may keep them out.
And who are they, Sean Paul?
And to be honest, Tom, there's a good few. Luke Gavin has picked up a knock. Aaron Doherty has picked up a knock. Lanty Malloy. Dahi Roberts, Ethan Harkin, Conor Donnell, they've all picked up knocks of training there during the week, they're all in doubt.
Yeah, and you had Rory O'Donnell last week. Will you have him again this week?
Rory played again for his school yesterday, and we'll just see how he came through that there and how he is now for the weekend. But we hope that he'll be available for the panel anyway for the weekend.
Yeah, so all set now for Castlebar. And I know you'll probably say to me the result isn't that important, it's more about performance, but you win and you're through to a final and another quality game ahead of the championship, lose and you're out twiddling your thumbs and maybe looking for a challenge game or two.
Really, that's the story there. Obviously, we go out to every day to win. It doesn't matter what match it is, whether it's a challenge match or otherwise. And we'll be certainly going to Castlebar looking for a win. And just as you said, if we were to get over the line and get through against Mayo, we would have another game the following week in a league final, which would be a huge benefit for progress in our preparation for Monaghan.